We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra Daf Kuftun Tesamud Aleph, and we are starting Kuftun Chesam Beis, four lines from the bottom. Shalchu Mitam, they sent a halacha from Eretz Yisrael, and he said on it that this thing is a very shver halacha. What's the thing they said? So first we're going to read it, but Mamash can't read it. So Shalchu Mitam, Ben Shalav Abnichse Aviv, if a son takes a loan from his father's Nechasim, Bechai Aviv, and the father's alive, Umeis, the father dies, the son now is moitzi from the lekuchos. It means he took a $100,000 loan from his father's property. When his father dies, he takes the $100,000 from the lekuchos. Frank the Gemara, I don't know what you're talking about. But it says, v'zehu kashu b'din imam. It's shver halacha. Okay. But it's more than shver halacha. I don't know what you're talking about. Loiva, my mapik. Why would a loiva, he borrowed money. Why is he taking money from anyone? He borrowed money. He has to pay back money. He doesn't take money. That's question number one. V'oid, lekuchas my avidite. I didn't see anything about lekuchas in the story. What are lekuchas got? Well, lekuchas got to do everything. Ella, we got it wrong. This is how you're supposed to read it. Yitmar hachi yitmar. Ben shemach amnichzi ove b'chai ove. Very simple case. The guy knew he was one of four sons. His father was worth $400,000, $100,000 each property, four properties each worth $100,000. He sells off the property. His father didn't die yet, but he needs some money. So he goes over to a guy, he says, oh, you want to buy that property? Yeah, I want to buy it. He says, here, I'm selling it to $100,000, and then when the father dies, you're going to get it. No problem. That's what he did. So Ben Shemach HaMlechzi Ov V'chai Ov V'umeis, Elamaisa Umeis, and the guy himself died as well. Not only did the father die, the son died as well. So now the seller died. If the seller would be alive, so then it would work because he'll go according to our mayor holds Makadov Shovelam, and he sold it. So when he gets it, it automatically goes to the lekeach. But here he died before he had a chance to get it. So Benoi, his son, which is the grandson, will give names. It just makes it simple. You had a Yaakov, Reuven, and Chanoich, because Chanoich is son of Reuven. So Reuven sold off his thing, his plans again from Yaakov. He ended up dying. Then Yaakov died. Now Chanoich comes and gets that $100,000 property. So the lekeach comes running over. What are you talking about? It's mine. I'm taking it. They go sits down on it. No, halacha is the ben is moitzi v'al lekuchos. Benoi moitzi v'al lekuchos. The Benoi wins. V'zuhi shekash of dinei mamonis. This is shver of dinei mamonis. Why? V'leim relay avuch mazvin v'at mapik. You know why it's shver halacha? Because let the kuchos say what I mean. You're getting your whole Yerusha through your father. Your father sold it. You can't go through your father. It goes from Yaakov to Reuven to Chanoich. Once it hits Reuven, boom, pops right off. It was sold. So you have no right on it. That's his time. That's why it's shver. It's a shver halacha. Because the Chayra, why should Chanoich get it? Reuven sold it. Now, Tosfos is bothered that there's no tzad that if Reuven dies first, that even if you're a mayor, it could be kind. Even if a mayor says you can make a dosh ha'olam, you have to be alive when it comes into your Rishus. If you're in the Kever, it doesn't work, it means you arrived from the Gemara before. Goisis is arrived from the Gemara, and therefore Tosfos learns, like, tweaks the Gemara a little bit. We're talking about the money, getting back the money, but we're going to learn, just keep it simple, learn like the Rashbam's Pshat. The Rashbam says, the Shaila is over this $100,000 property, that here's the Reuven sold it, and then Yaakov died afterwards, and now Chanoich takes that property. So why is it Shver? Because the Kuka said, what do you mean? That property was sold to me. Why should you get it?
Does Chanoich have to pay back
$100,000? Chanoich has to pay $100,000? So that's weird. If he takes the...
He's keeping the property now, but his father...
Sepashas, it could be not, because that's really... That's how Tosfos learns the Gemara. Tosfos learns the Gemara is Avada, the property does not go to the Kuchos, but the question is you have to give back the money. Does he have a lien on the properties? What happened was, when he gave the $100,000 to Reuven was very tight to money. He used it all up. He made a big chasana, it's gone. Okay. Party plan, everything, there's nothing left. All $100,000 are gone. So now, could they have a lien on the properties? That was the Shiloh. So also, no, there's no lien on the properties. Because
then lose the money.
So if the money is still there, so then it could be there. It's different. It's all Shiloh. But if the metal to mom is shuvah or not, we're not going to the guy with the property, not getting into the money. I entice us. Yeah, the same Shiloh of money. But it's the same Shiloh of money also. Maybe you won't get the money either. So what's to keep it simple, just simpler, just learn like the Rashbam, handling the property. So the kasha on this halacha is that Dilma Motzi, the kasha is lame relay avuch mazvin, not the mazvin. Why are you being mitzi? So Gemara says, no, it's not a shver halacha because of that. You know why? Because Dilma Motzi Omar, Chanoich say, Mikoyach avua da abba ka asina. I'm not Yerush to Reuven. I'm Yerush Yaakov direct. Why? Because b'nei bonar ekebonim. He is considered now a son of Yaakov. Teida, the Chassid says in the Pasuk, Tachas Avesecha Yehu Benecha. You're going to, talking to, let's say, some Reuven, under your father will be your children. Which means that your son will be b'makom you to your father. So banim arei grei banim. So the Gemara says that's not shver this halacha. It makes a lot of sense. Chanoich has nothing to do. Reuven couldn't sell it, and Chanoich is now, when Reuven dies, it's not pshat Chanoich gets the Yerusha to Reuven. Chanoich himself becomes the Yerush. So therefore, it can't be a shulchan matam said on that halacha that shver. We have to find a different halacha that we have these words zuk hash of dinim amanus. We'll try another one. We'll try a lot of them. Eli kasha hakasha. A different halacha that was shulchan matam that they said on that to shver halacha. What's this halacha? Similar case. It was a ben bechar shemacha chelik bechayra bechayi aviv umes bechayi aviv. We have here a case where a bechar who was planning getting his pishnayim. His pishnayim was $100,000. That was his pishnayim. Reuven's pishnayim. He sold the pishnayim chelik. He sold it. And then he died before his father died. Then his father dies. So here the halacha is, actually, the chanoich gets the pishnayim. Why? Because we have before, B'nai Slavchad, there's a custom there that the children get the father's chelik in the pishnayim. But here, he sold it. The father sold it. So here, it's a good time to look at it. So let's read it inside. Here what the Gemara says, who wins? Chanoich wins. The father sold it, and you're going to take it out. I'm not coming with Teich Reuven. I'm a son of Yaakov. If you're a son of Yaakov, you're not a Bechor. What are you getting a Bechor? So you know what's shared with this halacha? You can't double dip. You can't have a pishnayim because you say I'm going through Reuven, and then say I'm not going through Reuven because Reuven sold it. That's not fair. What are you? Are you Yaakov's son or are you Yaakov's grandson? Are you Reuven's son? So you tell me if you're Reuven's son, Reuven sold it, and if you're Yaakov's son, you're not a bechor. So that's what shver. That's what says zu kashim mamar says on that. Lamar says on that also my kusha dilmi matza. I'm going straight to Yaakov. Which means, like the Rashbam explains, there's two dinim here. You're right, you're coming Yerush Mekoyach straight from Yaakov. You're straight from Yaakov. Why getting Pishnayim? It's like Zeres HaKosov. It doesn't have to make sense. It's not Pishnayim going through Reuven. The Zeres HaKosov is thy grandson, which means the son of a Bechor, gets the Bechor. But Avada, you're getting Yerush Mekoyach yourself. Why getting pishtayim? So, that's the lach of Amrei Slavchad. If you look at the Rashbam, Dil Motzi Amal Ma Chanoich Mekoyach Yaakov V'Aba Kasino. I'm coming from my grandfather. Chesiv Tachas Avisach Yibunecha V'Yaakov Ani Yerush. I'm Yerush Yaakov directly. Kiilu Ani Reuven. The Mokim Reuven Avi Ani Oymed. Kiilu Ani Bechar. Gzeres HaKosov Gzeres HaKosov. Rashbam is saying the Lomas is that the Gzeres HaKosov is telling you that you are Reuven, not pshat that you're Chanoich who became a son now. You became the 13th son of Yaakov. No, it's not pshat. You are Reuven. That's what it means. That's the Yerushkashu says. So therefore, you have Pishnayim. So again, it's not Shved this halacha. It makes a lot of sense that you take away from the Kukha. It's because you are the Yerush. It didn't go through your father. So Marcel, a different memra that we could say is Shver. Eli Kasha, Hakasha. Hoyo Yudela Edus. Take the word Shtar. Hoyo Yudela Edus. A guy knew Edus, actually Nasa Gazlin. And he signed on a Shtar. You don't take the word Shtar, but the same thing. He signed on a Shtar that Reuven owes him money. This guy, this fellow, that Reuven owes him money. Lemaisa didn't. We're Mekayim the Shtar, and now he's found the Gazlan. So he wants to walk in and say, "This is my Ksavyad," which works for Kiyim. But here he's not believed anymore. He's a Gazlan, and if he's not believed, maybe he wrote it today. Maybe he himself wrote it today. So he's not believed to say that's my signature. Hoy dele edos actually nasi gazlin. Who ain't made a ksavyada? He can't be made a ksavyada. Avacherim eden. Other people could be made. So what's shver? What shver the halach is hashta iuloi mehemin achrini mehemni vezui kashdin imamnes. The question is if he's not believed, why is he not believed? Because we're worried. Maybe he really wrote the whole thing today. That's why. Because he's a gazlin. So why if someone else is made on the signature, it's enough? Maybe he wrote it today. We know the guy signed it is a Gazlan. So what does it help if you have someone else recognizing his signature? Maybe he signed it today. He's a Gazlan, the guy. So what if he himself is not believed, he's a Ganev, so why is his signature believed? Look, what does it help someone else signing it? Zui kashdin imamnes. Someone else knows not shver. My kasha. Maybe that halacha is talking with Dafka. Dilma kunch huchsik ksav yodeh bebezdin. Two pshatim what this means. Tosfos learns, because Hochsav Reza means that Beis Din saw the signature already before he became a Gazlan. So here, he wrote it before he became a Gazlan. Now you're right, today he can't be made, that's a signature, because he's a Gazlan. But if other Edom are accurate, it's fine, because that signature was written before he was a Gazlan. So therefore it's not Chashash Meshaker. They saw the Shtar before he became Gazlan. They knew he became a Gazlan, you know, Parashas told us, and they saw the Shtar already in Parashas Noyach. They saw the Shtar. They already had seen it before. That's the way Tosfos learns. Rashbam learns that I had a hempik already. Beis Din already made a hempik, and they were just trying to certify the hempik. That's all they're trying to do. Hempik means they already wrote a kiyum on it, and they're just trying to certify the kiyum. So again, it was Huxley Beis Din before. So acherim means acherim could certify the hempik. Say it's my signature on the hempik. That's what it means. Hempik means there was a kiyum already. This acherim is even more posh. It's like what's a chiddush, but. Akaponim, he's saying the question was that how could someone else say it's good if the guy's a Gazlin? And here we're saying, L'chaira, so we're answering, the case was that we knew about it before, either through a hempik or we saw the star before. So Moses is a different memory. Eli kash ha kasha. Ho ye yodeya loy edus b'shtar, actually tipa loy b'yerusha. He was a signature on a star. When he was signing the star, he was not the next in kin, next to the Irish. He was the next, not next in line. Then, this is the way the Rosh Hashanah learns, no Rosh Bami. Then what happened was, the guy who was supposed to be Yerush died, and he became a Yerush. So now, he all of a sudden becomes the Gei Avadava. He becomes related, technically, as a Yerush of the person he's saying Eidus about. You can't say Eidus about someone you're a Yerush from, because you're in the Gei Avadava. You're called a Baladin of his.
Huh?
He has to be a Karev. What do you mean?
He has to be a
Karev
2 steps away too.
Right, that's not enough a Karev. No, 2 steps away, not a Karev. No, the case was only a Karev who is of the Irish, because he became here a chash sheker over here because he's a baldin. That was the case over here. He could have been someone who's not a Irish, not a carb. But for example, let's say a great great uncle. He likes to say Eidus, a great great uncle likes to say Eidus. But if he comes to Irish, he comes to the Negev Adava. Not every next in Irish could be like so close. We know a brother, but the Shiva Krivim can't say Eidus. But anything but after Shiva Krivim could say Eidus. Pashtus. It's always a whole sugya in that, but the Pashtus, they could say this. So this could be a great great uncle who's next in line. It's very possible. So here, that he became now of Menegevadava. So who in Yachal Kaim Sav Yadav, Achem Yachal Kaim Sav Yadav. So that's why it's Shver, because how could someone else say it? If he can't say himself, how could someone else? So where's the same Teretz? My Kusha, Dilma, Hachanam, Sav Yadav Bezdin. Before he became the Karoiv, the Negev Adava, we already had his signature in Beis Din. So at that point, he wasn't a Negev Adava. So all you have to do is certify it by someone else. He can't certify it because he's a Negev Adava. Someone else could. Or like the Rashbam, he's a Hempik. Yeah. Eli, Kasha, Kasha. Hoyer Deil of Eidus. He knew the Eidus and he signed the star. Then he became his son in law. Azoy Nasa Chostai. Venasa Chostai. He became his son in law. Son in law cannot say Eidus. Who ain't a maid? So who loy mehemin? Achrei mehemin? He's not believed. So achrei believed. Might say the son-in-law now. V'chitim halchinam kachuk zikzav yadav Beis Din. He also, we know, we signed earlier. V'omer Rav Yosi Bar Yoimi, Rav Nachman, afa pishloy huchzik zav yadav Beis Din. That even without huchzik zav Beis Din, still, if someone else certifies his signature, it's good. Zot the Gemara. So it's bamash shver shver. How can someone else certify his signature? The Gemara answer is that a son-in-law is different. Son-in-law is not a chash sheker. It's not like a baldin. Before the baldin, the Yerush was saying he was din not because din karim, din baldin. This is not din baldin. He's not a baldin. He's not getting money from him. He's just a relative. And by a relative, it's a gzeris hamelech that you can't say edus, and it's not a chash sheker. My kosher dilma gzeris hamelech who the iule mehemin v'achrin mehemni. There's a gzeris hamelech that he can't be believed now on ksav yadai, but not pshat as a chash mesheker. So if someone else is made on that signature that it's his, so there's no reason to assume that he did it right now after he became a son-in-law because he's not a lawyer. He's not a rasha. But if right now he can't say this, so the reason he's inside. Dilma gzeris hamelech who the iu loy mehemin v'achrin mehemni v'lam mishum devshaku leitei ma'achi moishev aaron lechoistam. Moshe and Aaron, could they say Eidus to their Shver, their father-in-law? Moshev Lehemniu? Is it because they're not believed? No. Alexeres HaMelechu, Shelo Yidu Lehem. They can't say Eidus. Not because of the Chash. Moshe are not going to lie. Hachinami, Alexeres HaMelechu, Shelo Yidu Aksav, Yodah Lechoisnoi. It's Alexeres HaMelech, I think Chosnom, their son-in-law. The Edis, don't know what it means, it means the father-in-law. Here's the Melech who shlo yeh lechzav yeh lechazes. Here's the Melech, they now say Edis on their father-in-law, they now say Edis on the father-in-law, al-kapanim. What we're saying is like this, the Mar Kasha, that if they are not believed as Edis now, and they can't accept the other, how could someone else do it? Teretz is, the Gemara is saying is that there's no chas b'shekem. We're not worried that signature is a forged signature. Just you can't say that's my signature because I can't say Edis. So therefore, you have to have someone else do it. But no chas, it's a forgery. It's a din Edis, and therefore, if someone else says Edis, it's fine. So it's not shvesh. So it's still stuck. And what exactly is the shalchu matam that says zukas to the mamnas? And next recording, we'll continue with that and explain what lemaisa is the kasha and what we're referring to when we say zukas to the mamnas.